All right, we're back here in my radio hut. Going to get to our morning zoo with Kathy Dickman. Got to tell you first, so grand reopening going on today at Dakota Cabinetry, and everybody's invited for lunch today from noon until 1. And check out their cabinetry showroom, completely redesigned for inspiration at every level. Dakota Cabinetry, Wapton's largest home improvement showroom. That is big goings on
today.
That's
a big goings on.
Goings on. They're going to feed you today, too. Free lunch from noon until 1 over at Dakota Cabinetry. Stop on by. They're at 898 8th Avenue South in Wapton, or call them 642-2100.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
We just got off of the Jell-O kick.
I heard that.
And you brought up your own, you know, you had, everybody had a part in Jell-O.
In Jell-O, yeah. Well, yeah. When you and I were growing up in Shirley Edition in Breckenridge, mm-hmm. they had the 1-2-3 Jell-O. You could buy the package.
Yes.
And it layered itself.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fancy times when we could buy that.
True. Is there any blue Jell-O out there? I don't know if I've ever seen blue Jell-O.
There is blue Jell-O.
There is blue Jell-O.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know that because my mother-in-law made the 7-layer Jell-O.
Okay.
And it's very thin layers of wonderfulness, and added some of the carnation milk in between the layers. And for some reason, there was a blue layer.
There was a blue layer. Mm-hmm. So there is such a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Question asked, question answered.
Yeah.
All right. Morning Zoo, Chinkabazoo, got a backup. Great day on Saturday.
Great day on Saturday.
For Tom Schmaltz. I've never
That day. Okay.
Yeah,
we were going backwards, not forwards.
Yeah,
sorry.
Backwards. Yeah.
I didn't listen very well.
No, so many Schmaltzes in one room
at
the same time. It was very loud and very festive. I loved it.
It was a lot of Schmaltzes. You know, we just kind of put out there open house if people want to stop by.
And they did.
And they did.
By the way, the food you served was incredible. Okay, Spam sliders. Are you kidding me? I'm craving Spam sliders.
Well,
now.
It was that sweeter Hawaiian bun with it and a little crispy on the bottom. But it was things Tom liked.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a Tom Cootery board. In fact, with a little disclaimer under the nice perfection label of only
Tom Schmaltz food.
Only Tom Schmaltz food.
What was there?
And so it was a lot of the wild game stuff.
Delicious.
Truffles.
Delicious.
Some German sausage
and
stuff.
And kudos to you. It was a great celebration. And
He starts his next chapter. Thank you for speaking and stopping by.
I wasn't going to, but then I thought, your sister kind of went, hey, get up and say something. I think I kind of got something cooking here.
And then I kind of looked up and I saw Dr. Matt at the back of the room. And
I know.
That was a big thing. Roger Jensen.
Mm-hmm. Great program.
Great program.
Really
Fish and
great
Wildlife
program.
Spoke. And you think back and go, wow, yeah, Tom has done a lot of things.
Big cog in the wheel.
A lot of partnerships made out there. And
right.
We'll continue that. So we've got a great team still at the zoo.
All right.
Tom will be, hanging around a little bit.
You'll see him.
He'll be doing some things. He's doing some animal moves for us coming in. Got the oodads in.
Oodads. You know that, yeah.
I do. And so good things. He'll be around for Zubu. And this morning, my team at the zoo are moving some animals around and doing some good things as we get ready to bring in an exhibit mate, a friend for Charlie the cougar.
All right.
We'll be bringing in, Tom will be bringing in the new cougar we're getting. Charlie's been without a partner, a friend, since we lost Kata due to a heart condition last year.
Well, that's exciting.
That is very nice.
Good news.
So
yeah.
Today the keeper team, amazing team, will be moving snow leopards over there and bringing Charlie up to the bear area, back to North America area of the zoo where the cougars actually belong. And some good things happening.
Good things happening.
So good. And speaking of that, is the day we start with the getting the blow ups up, getting the pumpkins out.
That is a process because you guys just go all out for Zubu.
Well, we do. And that, again, teamwork. And it'll be Jack and Richard working on that today. Jack Lawler, Richard Linen, Bruce Fingerson. So our whole team works on it. But they're the guys that get that pathway looking so good. FFA made the jack-o'-lanterns and just some good things. And remember, being that Zubu's now during the day, so this Saturday, the 25th, during the day, 2 to 5. And we started that a year or so ago because now you get to come see the animals, and this year more animals will be on exhibit. So anything along that Zubu pathway, we plan to have the animals out, weather permitting. But looks like it's going to be a great afternoon.
Gorgeous on
so
Saturday,
you can expect to see. You know, Nico gets to wave to you another time yet this season. Only $5 a person, and that's for adults and children. But with the children's admission, is they get the goodie bag and to collect along the pathway and the carousel ticket. We kept it at $5 across the board because it's still a fundraiser for us, but we wanted to make it affordable for families. So adults are still charged the $5, although the kids are the ones that get to collect all the goodies.
Nice.
So parents can help carry the stuff.
Yeah.
But the collection is for the kids. Over 50 sponsors, including the ones on the pathway, the ones that donated. A fantastic 30 years. I don't know what. We didn't put the, I don't think we put the year on the poster because we couldn't keep track.
Where did it all
but
go?
I remember,
you know, it's hard to believe.
I remember my first zoo conference and people said, if you're not doing a Halloween thing, do a Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's the year that we started it. So this is our 30th year.
And what I like, too, and folks take note of this, too, that line moves along. You keep things moving.
Does.
I mean, there are very few bottlenecks, so it's not going to eat up a lot of time, so get your kids through there.
And if you come early or if you come and go, you know, we just wanted to get something to eat on the way, too. You, of course, we got a lot of places to eat in the Twin Towns. And the Boy Scouts will be serving hot dogs and some goodies down there in the parking lot. So while you're in line,
fantastic.
Mom or Dad can run out and grab something for you. So it's just going to be just nice. Just some cool stuff. So
I like the Nico ads that you've got going for Zubu. You and Nico have been pretty creative with your ad budget.
You know, those are so much fun to do.
and too, next month, I'm going to throw this out too, and we'll talk a lot more about it between now and the time it rolls around, Wild Game Show.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see what you guys say. I can't wait to see the menu. Okay, year in and year out, that's always,
it's always
top shelf.
It's always a fun one.
Yeah.
It's always a fun one. It takes a lot, and it's we usually do four different buffet tables, plus the dessert bar, and we'll be talking about that later. But right now, let's focus on Saturday. Dress warm, dress for the weather. Come on down. And I'm glad you brought up the line because it does move along with kids.
It does. It does.
Kids see other kids. Yeah. You don't have to wear a fancy costume. Put on something funny, something fun or whatever you want to wear and come on down. Our law enforcement will be there as well. It's more of like a huge just gathering than anything. And I just love it.
Kathy Dickman. Partly cloudy and 65.
I know.
I'm looking at this going, okay, you ordered up a perfect day.
It's like we can't go wrong.
No, you can't. And I think you're going to have just an overflow crowd.
Yeah, I think we're going to too. So.
And how many years? 30?
30.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Zubu happening
Zubu.
This Saturday, folks. And note the time. I keep saying it's a new time, but it really kind of is still. Yeah.
It's. I would say new as the last couple of years. Yeah. New time, 2 to 5. 2 to 5. So come say hi to your favorite animals as you walk the pathways. And that's a really nice addition. So not having that nighttime lights that were so beautiful, but you get the daytime animals. You can see everybody better. You can, you know, get more time to come down.
I like that better.
I do too.
Okay. I do, and I know you do. So definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
Kathy Dickman, always great to have you in.
Thank you.
You'll be
so
in
much.
Next Thursday.
I will.
Okay, and we can do a wrap on Zubu, and you can let us know how everything went, and then we'll talk a lot more about Wild Game Show.
Okay, sounds
which
great.
Which is happening in November here. It's 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the option.